Hello everybody, this is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm ML on Audioboo. I just thought I'd create this Audioboo to talk about the events in Japan. It's been utterly devastating watching the pictures and seeing the videos and looking at the news channels and the news websites at what's going on there. Absolutely horrendous, really, to watch. You know, what can I say? An earthquake, a massive earthquake has hit there. Also, a tsunami hit, and you know, either one of them on their own is utterly devastating. But when you combine the two, it's just unbearable, really. So it's absolutely awful. And today there was an explosion at a nuclear plant, and then an aftershock even struck near the plant. And I really hope that the radiation that is feared, that a meltdown could happen, really doesn't happen, because this will be utterly devastating for the people of Japan and devastating for everyone. And all these workers that were there have all been sent to hospital. So basically, an evacuation radius was 12 miles, and they basically told everyone to stay indoors, turn off their aircon, and not to drink tap water. So it's utterly dreadful, you know. The only thing, one of the saving graces in Tokyo, was all the buildings are quake proof, basically, that they don't just turn to rubble and fall to the ground. So, you know, you just feel so helpless. And if you do feel like donating to this cause and you do have some money spare, the Red Cross are doing great sterling work out there, and if you do have any money spare and you do feel you want to help in some way, if you go to the Red Cross website, you'll be able to donate from there. And I'm sure there's alternative companies, charities, should I say, that you can also donate. It's just horrendous, really, and I feel so sorry for all those people who've, you know, who have family there and who are waiting to hear about loved ones and people are missing, and it's just a devastating situation. So I just wanted to make this boo, really, to acknowledge what's happened in Japan, to say that my heart goes out to everyone that's affected by this, and if only we do more, really, to help in some way. You just feel, when you're watching these pictures, you just feel so helpless and so far away from it all. And it really does make you appreciate, basically, the life we have, well, where I live in Ireland, and where a lot of countries don't suffer these earthquakes, these hurricanes, these tsunamis, these terrible natural disasters. And I guess we just take it for granted. We live in our houses or in our flats or whatever, and we don't have to worry about things like this. I was talking to a colleague who is from Ecuador, and he said you grow up knowing that your bed is here, your chairs are there in the bedroom, and you have to leave the floor absolutely 100% clear, just in case an earthquake or something strikes during the night and you have to get out. So that kind of really hit home, you know. But yeah, I just wanted to make this audiobook to acknowledge the events that are happening in Japan, and to say that I personally am thinking of you all, and I wish I could do more, but I just wanted to make this audioboo to acknowledge what has happened in the world. And these aftershocks are terrible, they're still going on, so I really hope they ease off, and that these people have suffered enough, they really don't need any more. So I just wanted to share that with you all, and I'll speak to you guys very, very soon. Take care. Bye.